Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're very welcome indeed to the restaurant, and today's main course special is chicken grown from animal cells in a petri dish. Would you like it, Sarah?
You know, I suppose, like, is it any different really to eating animals?
I don't know.
I know, it's, you know, do you know what I mean,
it's
though?
It's the way of the future. It's the way of the future because the US Department of Agriculture has given the green light for cultivated chicken grown directly and freshly from animal cells. It's to be sold now in shops and in restaurants and in hotels and so on. We're joined by Dr. Cara Augustenberg, who's Assistant Professor in Environmental Policy at University College Dublin. Cara Augustenberg, could I interest you in some petri dish chicken?
Absolutely, Cormac. I actually, as an environmentalist, this is an emerging industry that I've been following for a while. It actually started in 2013 when a company produced the first hamburger made out of lab-based or cell-based meat, and it cost €250,000 to produce that one hamburger. But Forbes have reported that now it costs about €10 to do the same thing.
So can you explain to me how it works?
Sure. It's called cultivated meat, or sometimes cell-based or lab-based meat. And what it means is that they take stem cells from the fat or muscle tissues of an animal, and they put it in a culture medium that helps feed those cells and has them grow in a bioreactor. So it's very similar to the process of brewing beer. And in fact, these factories that are producing this meat look a lot like breweries. So it makes a synthetic meat, essentially, but it tastes exactly like any kind of animal protein. So they can
I mean, like, would you get, you know, a sirloin?
Yes, absolutely. You would get fish, like, sirloin, burger, basically any kind, including milk. Any kind of animal protein can be generated in a lab now. And people who have tried them says that there's no difference in the taste. In fact, you can get much leaner cuts of meat than you could from a traditional animal.
Really? Yeah. Because, you know, I'd sometimes eat some vegetarian sausages, things like that, which are very nice, but they're not like, you know, normal sausages. You know,
they're
different
not.
In texture and everything. That's not to say they're not edible. They are very edible, some of them, and very nice. But, like, your understanding is the texture of, like, your sirloin steak would be the same. Like, could you cook it medium rare? You know, would it be the same thing?
Yeah, absolutely. It is real meat. And I think that's the difference between these plant-based attempts at meat, which are great, and people are encouraged to move toward them for lots of reasons. But people aren't moving toward them very fast because we crave meat. We want the protein. We want the amino acids that we can get from meat sources. So this is really to appeal to people that don't necessarily want to give up meat, but they're concerned about the environmental implications, the ethical implications as to how these animals are treated, and also the food security resources that reasons that we have a growing global population that are moving more and more toward a Western diet, and we simply don't have the natural resources to be able to accommodate that.
I have a couple of questions for you, Cara, and based on what you said. You said that the burger they created after the initial €250,000 burger, which was very dear, for $10, is that right, or €10?
Yeah, that's what Forbes is reporting now in 2022. And, you know, this was approved for sale in Singapore. So it's already in restaurants now in Singapore, and now the USA has approved it. And actually, the government in the Netherlands has made the biggest investment in this kind of technology.
So could it go cheaper, I wonder? And would it be a problem, a way to solve the problem in terms of food shortage? Because we don't have a food shortage, do we, in the world? We have a food distribution problem.
Yeah, but I think as more and more countries want to move toward these Western diets, just in countries like India, where they want to bring more of these products into their diet, and they don't have the land availability and they don't have the resources to feed animals to this extent, they're really interested in this technology. So it is going to be the future. McKinsey reports that by 2030, it will make up 0.5% of the world's meat. So that's small, but it's going to be a growing issue.
Let's say myself and yourself and Sarah go for a bite to eat and we look at the menu. Will they have to tell us that it's petri dish chicken?
I think that'll be up to each individual country or jurisdiction as they improve the safety regulations. But yeah, there would have to be a food
transparency
issue there.
You'd want to know, Sarah. You'd want to know, wouldn't you?
Huh? Well, I don't know.
God,
like, if
would.
It tastes the same, I don't know. Would it? You know. How soon would we have to make that decision, do you reckon, Cara? Like, how soon before it comes to our shores?
Yeah, well, it's not approved in Europe yet, and Europe is very slow to make these kind of changes. But in the USA, they're predicting that now that they have approved it, it'll be in restaurants in the next 3 years and kind of upscale restaurants, and it'll be on the kind of mass-produced market in the next 7 to 10 years.
Okay, so very good news, really, for or potentially good news for the climate, but actually very bad news for food producers.
Could be. It's certainly for Ireland, it's something that we need to watch closely because agriculture is part of our indigenous sectors. But at the same time, we do have these climate targets that we have to meet, and we have a lot of environmental issues to deal with, including water quality and livestock waste. And so these could all be part of the solution, and potentially we could be giving more space back to nature and maybe creating more premium products if people still want to continue to eat live animals.
And maybe then people will pay premium prices, finally, for the premium product that's produced in this country. Look, we'll leave it there for the moment. It was so good to enjoy the Petri dish chicken with you, Cara Augustenberg, Dr. Cara Augustenberg of UCD.